Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. I'm back after a long little vacation. I'm taking another vacation. No, but I gotta tell you what went on. Okay. Like I said, I gotta pay the speaker bill. Whatever they call it. Gotta pay that. And yeah, my kids. I'm gonna tell you about them. If everybody played, pray for us. This young man named Michael Whitlock started acting up. Started doing my aunt tears on the ground, yelling, sending bad texts to my aunt. And it was just chaos. So sometimes I wonder, did I pray to open a bad piece of worms? Did I ask people to help me open a bad case of worms? Did I pray for all the people who listen to me all over the world in the country? When I asked to put my kids and family back together? Did I invite the enemy in? Or was it just too much for my kids when we saw each other after all this time? Michael being in foster care, Jessica being with her mother, Ashley being with Nikki, Donald being in a group home, and Maya being adopted. When they all came together, I think it was just too much. So people, I don't know, it was a good thing to pray to get us back together, or was it a bad thing? Because my family was trying to help, and then things just fell apart. You know, I'll tell you about it. Star Trek fans, what is going on with the new Strange New Worlds? Finally, that young lady, black lady, Uhura, the lady who plays young Uhura on Star Trek Strange New Worlds, that show going to be really good. I think this show going to last for a long time. I think it will go straight into Star Trek, Captain Kirk, Strange New Worlds, and they're going to switch to Captain Kirk. And that's why they're going to let Piper die, and it's going to go into Strange New Worlds. But we're going to see that character, Piper, and he's probably going to come back to save it. But I still think that Kirk is going to take over the Enterprise. I don't know how they're going to change it or not. Maybe he going to retire and Kirk take over. Or maybe he going to die then. Maybe the character actually going to die, but not like the poster, like we know he going to do. But we know his face. We already know his face from the original episode. No. So we know he going to die. Maybe he ain't going to die in that fire, because he already know his faith. So maybe he's going to die another way. You know. But who knows. But I've been watching it, and it's been really good, guys. We haven't broken no record, I'm sorry to say. I don't really know if we broke a record or not. You know. I really don't. Maybe fans do love it. Maybe fans will say, okay, they doing good. Or maybe fans say, oh boy, here we go again. I don't know what they're saying. I know one person on YouTube who gets it right all the time. His name is Captain Jack. Captain Jack. Go to his YouTube channel. And he's not precious on none of the shows. He don't talk down on none of Star Trek shows. Not on Discovery. Not Captain not Picard, or not Strange New Worlds. None of the new Star Trek. He don't down on none of them. He don't hate on none of them, like some people do on their channels. And that's why I don't like their channels. I like Captain Jack, because he keep it real. Even though he might have his own favorite Star Trek show, new Star Trek, or maybe like he's the old Star Trek, but he suspected people who like the new Star Trek, you know. And that's how you're supposed to be. You're supposed to suspect the people who like the new Star Trek. But we want to talk about Star Trek Strange New Worlds and Picard when it comes back. And guess what? Lower Decks coming back. Those fans of Lower Deck. Now, I don't know how Lower Deck is doing and all, but we got some fans of Lower Deck. And everybody's saying Lower Deck brought back Star Trek. No, it didn't. And this because Pipers look good and Spot, the guy that plays Spot, look good. Well, the guy who played Booker, he look good too. No, Black is good. And the guy who plays, the woman who plays Captain Bergman, she's fine. She's one of Hollywood's finest actors. Sneaker Mountain Green. She's one of Hollywood's finest actors. Yes. Lucky she's married, because I'll pack my bags and go look for her. Let me stop. Okay. Let me stop. You know, I'm only a fan, Sneaker. Mr. Green. Miss Green. I'm only a fan. I'm not one of those, like, okay. I'm not going to come to Hollywood look for you. Okay. I'm a fan of yours. I'm a big fan of yours. And you're my number one captain. Okay? If I'm your only fan, you're my number one captain. And I respect your family and your husband and your children and all. Okay? I'm not one of those crazy fans, you know. But I just love your work. You left the Walking Dead to play in Discovery. And since day one, you've been hitting it off. Okay? And I'm going to say it again. Great job. Keep it up. Because you're going to get a season 6. Maybe a 7. But let's take it one at a time. Okay? Paramount, CBS. I know they listening. But you're going to get... I know you're going to get a season 6. You already got a 5. You're going to get a 6. Alright? But coming back to Star Trek, I'm going to my kids. Now, a couple weeks ago, we had a little problem. People who pray for us, thank you. Thank you for praying for us. But we had a little problem. Michael and Jessica and all the ones were sneaking around, texting each other, trying to play games. After I set up all this stuff for Jessica to get service, me, Henry, my service, my agency that I'm with, we set her up to get food stamps, to get a person to work with her and everything. And then it all crashed. Okay, everything crashed. I mean, it just fell apart, but everything. Let me tell you why. Michael got mad and started saying that my family, or Nancy and Robert Ann and all, wasn't doing nothing. Okay? They wasn't doing nothing. But they gave her clothes. They had bought clothes for Jessica. And they were buying more stuff and all. And they were doing stuff. They were giving us food. They were feeding us and everything. We was going over there getting all kind of stuff. They were just giving us stuff to help us out. Best way they can. You know, I know Aunt Nancy and them didn't have that much. I know they weren't rich and all that stuff. But they stepped in. They did their part, you know. They really did. I mean, I'm sure they did. I mean, then Michael start acting up and talk about he ain't do this and send bad texts to Aunt Nancy, to Lathia, and Robert Land, and went over there, throw her chairs on the ground and everything. You know, this was like week or 2 weeks ago. And then he said, he called Henry and talking about, I want a bad father. I did this. I abandoned them. I put Jessica out, you know, and no, I didn't. Y'all was sneaking around. Y'all wasn't telling me what's going on. You know, you wasn't telling me what's going on. And you were sneaking around and took everyone over to see your mother. What was a bad thing? If you would have told me and everybody else what's going on and sit down and talk to us and let us know, explain to us what was going on, then we would accept it, you know? We would explain to you, okay, but the last decision was mine. It wasn't on Nancy, and no, it was mine, you know? And then he talking about he gonna slap on Nancy and all that. He gonna slap me and this thing. Then he gonna say, somebody gonna get hurt and all that. Henry let me listen to the tapes and everything. He up there talking about I beat on him when he was little. I did not beat on him. I just had fun with my little son. I was glad that I had two boys. I mean, I was really, really, really happy that I had two boys. You know, Donald and Michael, they was the life of my life. Why would I want to beat on my kids? You know, I did not, you know, I swear, I put my hands on the Bible, go to church, put my hands on the Bible. I did not do that. You know, that was just my wife, my ex-wife, Candy Lynn Clark, telling her all of that. And anybody watch Dr. Phil is called alienation. When another parent lies about another parent. You watch Dr. Phil, he will tell you what it's called, alienation. And another parent goes against another parent and try to turn your kids against them too. I never say nothing about bad about Candy. Remember a couple episodes back, everyone, I'm sure y'all probably remember, I was so glad to talk to her, you know, for the first time ever. Michael put her on the phone. I was talking about her, and I said something on the podcast that I was talking about it, you know. I never said anything bad about her. I said some angry things, you know. They were really bad and cussing and swearing, you know, stuff like that. You know, I just said what was on my mind and get the things off my chest, you know. But this, sometimes when all that happened, I felt so bad because I got on this podcast and I asked everybody that listened to me to pray for us to get back together, to help me find Jessica, to help me find Maya and Donald. And y'all did. And I did. We all got together because of the prayer and blessings that were sent. God heard your prayers and he gave the blessing. And they still, I don't know. And then, yeah, I had to let Jessica go because she was blowing herself, showing herself on the internet, on Instagram and all. And I just had to let her go back live with Michael, you know, and sneaking around, not telling me what you're doing and all, and going around your mother, and she lying on me like that, making allegations and stuff. It's not cool, you know. And then you're going to get upset and believe her. And what she said, did I beat on you? And I never beat on you? You went right into foster care. And the Order of Baltimore and a lady called Katrina And all of them told Candy to do all that and told her the lie that I was a danger to you. Like I said, it was a lot of people in our life, in our marriage, in our business. I mean, a lot of people who shouldn't have been in our business was in our business. You know, if all those people weren't in our business, me and my wife would still be together. You know, then it's Diane Brown. She wasn't good at all. You know, she was sneaky. Tim Watkins, he was sneaky. And then a lot of people who was in the past was my counselor from Richcroft. I mean, they gone, all gone, all of them gone now. But they were sneaky too. You know, I'm telling it all. I don't care who don't like it. I'm just going to tell it all. You know, and the first people, when we first moved from the Art of Baltimore to Richcroft, I mean, they was very sneaky people, you know. And that's why they all in the went in the foster care. And then I still remember that day when we had to sign them over to Diane and Nikki. And they coming in the courtroom crying and everything, all fake tears and stuff like that. It was stupid. And then they got that fake social worker, act like she was a social worker. She wasn't a social worker. She was working for Richcroft, or she was working for Chimes. I mean, not Chimes, Art. I know I've seen her somewhere, you know. And she was fake, you know. And then she brought that little black lady, the fake, you know. It was just too many people, and I was never a danger to my family. Because one, Nikki let the girls come over and spend the night over the weekend, you know? And then Jessica came over, spent the night over the weekend, you know? So, why was a danger? If I was a danger to my kids, why would they let them come over on the weekend? Then Candy didn't have nowhere to go. I let her stay in this beat up apartment that I'm still in. She didn't have nowhere to go but cheating on me. Ernest Newkirk was our first fall, you know, taking his money and all. Then she was, this guy ain't worth nothing. She already say he don't work nowhere and nothing on the phone. You know, and then here comes all this. I was still wanting to get my kids together. Then Michael show up, talking about he remembered the dollar store, you know. And me and Henry was talking. We would think it was a sit-up, you know. We think it was a sit-up all the time. We think he actually knew what Jessica was. He wasn't saying nothing, you know. Because the first meeting we put to have, he never showed up. No, he called a meeting. We had a meeting back in January. He talking about that he was still in Jessica's school waiting for Jessica to come. Never came. And after the meeting, he showed up. So, right there, it was a red flag right there. And nobody knew it. Then Jessica, well, Michael and Jessica still say the guy did it, you know, because about a week ago, I think last week, they was waiting for me to get off the bus, you know, because my work bus, and all of them were waiting for me and everything, and stuff like that. And then he come over after he did what he did, because he actually, our Nancy and them was going to send him to jail, you know. Nobody was going to get hurt. The only one going to get hurt was him. You know, sorry, Michael, if you listen to this. But that's the story, you know. And the story is, I'm the one got everyone together. I'm the one who got to ask God and his people who believe it, who pray for him and everything, and all of God's children, that's y'all who pray for me, you know. And I got the blessings. We got the kids together. We got the kids together. My audience, you know, all my audience got my kids together. I'm so pleased. Now, and then we had a hiccup, Miss Joy, you know, he wouldn't bring in Maya home and all. And then things turn around with that. Miss Joy, her husband, Maya's stepbrother, and all had a meeting, went to TGI Friday. I didn't know nothing about this meeting. And they talked about everything. You know, Miss Joy never called me and told me what was going on. You know, I guess I'm not F-tired, mentally retarded, and can't understand, so they cut me out. You know, at time mentally retarded, and they cut me out, but they had Candy there, you know, the one who started it all, the one who cheated on me with her father, the one who cheated on me with her sister brother, the one who cheated on me with this guy named Jimmy, the one who cheated on me with this nerd, the one who cheated on me with the guy at art, Ernest Newkirk, and the one that cheated on me when she left the girls with me on that night when she left and walked off. You know, had the kids sleeping in the abandoned home, didn't care about Candace when she went to the hospital, ate up all the breakfast, raised her bill up. When she went up there to see Candace, her and Ernest raised the bill, you know. But they talk about me, you know. Plus, Henry say they got documents of everything that I did with my girls and kids, showing that I never touched my girl kids and everything, showing that I did more for my kids than she did. They got all of that documented. I mean, and the agency is called Richcroft. It's up in Hunt Valley, Maryland. It's a good agency. I've been with them for a long time. Henry, he's one of the best assistants. I mean, he's been with me for a long time, you know. And what Michael didn't know, when he called him and say that, my dad, I heard he beat up, he put me out, he abandoned us, he abandoned Jessica. He said all of that. I heard that on the recording, you know, on Henry's phone, this yesterday, on Thursday. But I'm not worried about it. So, guys, people who pray for us, keep praying, okay? Keep praying, because we together now. Y'all got us together. Guess what? The enemy don't like this. That's what it is. The enemy don't like this. He don't like it. He was so glad that we was broken family. He was so glad that we was a bitter family. He was so glad that Michael was mad and accusing. You know, don't let the enemy win, okay? Don't let him win. Don't, okay? Y'all God's people, y'all pray for us. I'm really, really, really thankful for what y'all did. Brought all my kids together. I mean, I was crying when I see them all together. It was just great. It was just, everybody was happy to see them together again. And then Michael just started acting up. Aunt Nancy and Aunt Robin Ann said they done, but we don't know. We are just taking a break, you know. But everybody is fine. And they keep calling me up saying they want to get a house together. But I don't know. I was going to move in September, but I'm going to move it back until next year. And I'm just going to see how this play out. But all of y'all around the world, all of y'all around the country, thank you for praying for us and everything. And keep praying that the enemy will not destroy this family again. Also pray for my ex-wife, that she will come in to help me raise my children, because we still got to raise them. Matter is Maya 17, Jessica 18, Michael 24. We still got to raise our kids. We still have a chance to be parents. So I'm asking y'all to give us that blessing, to tell God, give us the strength to stand up and be parents. Not only me, not only her, not only Candy, but me too, to be parents, to be men and women, and help our children. Please pray for me and Candy to work together. Help Candy get rid of that anger, the bitterness, and get the devil out of her. Ask God to touch her heart and let Jessica see her child and let me see my grandson. And let's work together. And if we work together, we don't have to be together. If we work together and we start going to church as a family and all, I bet you things will start changing more and shining. I know it will. God is amazing. He's amazing. Look what he did with your prayers. He turned them into blessings. And I would just want y'all to keep praying for the Whitlock family, including the ex-Whitlock, Candy Clark, to make things more better. Don't let the enemy destroy us again, like he brought people in, just ripped the family apart. People were supposed to be helping us, making the family strong and keeping us together. They came in and ripped the family apart because the devil sent them in. You know, and the devil do send people in too. It says in the Bible, you gotta watch. I'm here asking everyone who did, you know, like I said, I don't ask for money. I don't ask for buy nothing. All I ask for your love and prayers. It's free, it's loving, it's blessing, and it's wonderful. You know, we're still together. Help me. Pray that I get my credit scores up. Pray that Jessica and Maya will stop what they're doing with boys and stuff. Be young ladies. Pray to touch Michael's heart. Get that evilness and hate out of his heart. Pray for Donald that he still be good. We got to pray a little bit more for him because he's the oldest of them all. But I love him. I love him. He's my firstborn and I love him. His birthday coming up, so I got to say happy birthday to him and all. And I mean, after what happened, we had to change some stuff. I cancel everything. She's living with Michael, and I'm still involved, but I'm taking a break, and I'm picking things out, and all. And I'm going to tell them, they just called me yesterday, so asking me we were still moving in September, but I'm going to tell them it's going to be next year. So you're going to have to go to Woodlawn School. They want to go. Jessica want to go back to her old mills, but we found out it wasn't the guy that my ex-wife was going with. It was another guy in school. They didn't tell me that either. They kept that from me. You know, so I really think, I don't know what to think. because she's my daughter, you know, and she still say it happened every time her mother leaves. The guy, you know, try to do things. But let's hope that the guy gone, and if he not, as hope as everyone pray that he leaves, that he gets out, that Candy have a nerve to put him out. This time, let's just hope that she realize her kids is here now, and she put her children first, her grandchild first, and she stop all this hate. No, stop all of this. Like I said, we don't have to get back together and all, which is not going to happen. But I want to work with her to help raise my children and my grandson. We have to work together. We don't have to be together, because I don't want to be with her no more. We don't have to be together, but we have to work together. Even though, even if we have to get a house together to raise them and show them, take the straight arrow, keep God first and everything. I mean it. I know I got my fans who listen to my show, and thank y'all guys. I couldn't have done it without you. No. But that's the kind of story. And Michael, I don't know what's going with him right now, but that's what happened. And he did have my aunt Nancy and my cousin Robert Ann and everybody help, but he blew that because I'm his father. I'm not giving up on him. He can tell Henry, he can get mad and call Henry and put all that stuff on the phone. I know it's not true. I'm not going to get mad and start cussing at him and all that. Because they say, if it's not true, you won't get mad. Because it's not true. And I just love having children. Having my children. Maya, Jessica, Ashley, Donald, Michael, and Maya. I always say that at the end of my show. Then I start asking my fans to start praying to help me get them. But that's the where we at now. And I'm still skeptical about getting a place with them. And since Maya is in the picture, I'm going to have to move it back. Because we need 3 bedrooms. I definitely need my own space. Definitely. 2 teenagers. 2 young teenage girls. Oh yeah. I need a lot of space. But that's, don't start. That's what's going on, people. That's my story. You know, that's what's going on with the Whitlock family. But just letting you know, we still hanging in there. And I'm going to keep you updates. The podcast show and the YouTube channel is going to be on every day now, Monday to Sunday. And I'm just going to uplink it, okay? This episode won't be up until later in June. And probably I won't put this on YouTube yet either until June. Because I still got to pay for the royalty music. If it's not paid already, it might be paid for. But I got to put it on YouTube too. Because last time they flagged me with Go With The Flow. So I got to do the separate version on this. Got to do it by itself. On YouTube, I got to do it by itself. So it's a lot of work, you know. Having your own podcast, especially live, doing a video and doing it on Speak and all. It's a lot of work. But happy to be back, everyone. I'm really happy to be back. And like I said, I will be taking another break. You know, and I love y'all, guys. I really do. I just love you. I love my kids, too. I'm just going to keep on saying I love my kids. And I kind of miss Jessica because she kept me company and everything. I mean, she was in her own room. She was singing, doing her own thing, watching her TV show, and all. And it was just the sneakiness, the dishonest, and all. You know, don't get me wrong. I'm not mad at him, and all. You know, Michael know now. And he knows who's in control. You know, he knows not to do threat nobody or nothing. But I don't know, he knows the past wasn't true. What he was told is not true. He have to live with it. He have to decide. You know. But I'm going to love him anyway. No matter what, I'm going to love him. Hopefully we still get to do stuff together. Hopefully we still do a lot of stuff. I don't know what. You know. I even want to pay for his trip, everybody, to Orlando City. But now, I'm only taking Ashley. And me and Ashley going out to dinner on June the 4th. I'm taking my daughter out. Henry and the agency going to pay for it and everything. So I'm going to keep that up and see if they, you know, help me pay for that, like do it every month or something like that. You know, just keep it up with her. And Nikki going to try to work with Michael to so Ashley can see him and everything. She can see her sisters and all. And that's good. That's a good, really good start right there. And then maybe, hopefully, pray for Aunt Nancy and Robert Land to change their mind. Okay? Pray for my aunt and them to change their mind to help us out again. Alright, but I know everyone will be mad if somebody come on your porch and start doing your chairs on the ground and all, you know, and then cussing you out, sending you bad tape, text messages and all. I was angry too. I was real angry at him. That's why I had to say Jessica had to go. She was part of this. She had to go. And she had to go. This. Go, you know, but I love her, you know. I kind of miss her from being here, but she used to get up, cook all night and everything, you know. I didn't say nothing, no, but if I do get a place with her and her sister, I'm going to put my damn foot down. Either they're going to like it, or I'm not going to move with them. Simple as that. There will be no cooking after 10 o'clock. Everybody going to help clean and all that. Everybody going to do their part. So, old daddy and granddad going to have to put their foot down. And like I said, Candy is going to have to step in and help. She's a part of this. She made this family. She's a part of it. I don't hate her like she hate me. I still love her. I don't know if she still feels like that about me. But not in love with her, but I still love her. And I forgive her. All the things she said out of her mouth in the past and present, I forgive her. You know, I'm a Christian. I have to forgive. And all my listeners are Christians. So I have to forgive. That's the only way I'm going to get y'all prayers, you know, and forgive. It's hard. It's hard. It's really hard when you lie on and everything. Someone lie on you and something's not true. it's really hard to take in, but I know it's not true. Now, I might have little, like, when he was young, smack his hands if he touched the stove or kept on crying. I might little smack him, just a little tap, smack. I mean, a lot of people do that. I mean, not hit him like that, nothing. Oh, sit down. Nothing like that, you know? I mean, not take my fist and just beat him and, no. I did nothing like that. I mean, if he touched something he don't supposed to touch, smack his hands and all, and no, something like that. You know, he was just a little kid before he left. You know, he was like 5 or 6. I won't be a man and I hit a 5 or 6 years old. I mean, that just broke my ego when I heard that tape. I mean, it just broke, you know. I mean, I love my baby boy, you know. I really do. And I just hope that he just take that negative and throw it back to hell and tell the devil to go down, to go dookie himself, you know. And just tell the devil, you not the winner. You know, the devil is a liar. All he have to do is keep saying the devil is a liar. Just look down. You know, if you're listening, Michael, just look it down at the ground and say, devil, you are a liar. And I'm not going to believe it. That's all. And then open your Bible and just start reading. Start reading. Ask God to guide you to the chapters that he wants you to read. And believe me, he will. He will point you to the chapters that he wants you to read. I did it. I asked God. I told God, point me to the chapters that you want me to read. And I closed my eyes and I just followed. And he point me to the chapters. I couldn't read that well, but he point me. Back then I did. Couldn't read the Bible. Nowadays I don't have no excuse. I have the Bible on the computer, and I'm speaking recognition. They got that speak recognition in the Bible. You can just download the Bible, and it will read for you. I mean, you can go on the Google app and download the Bible, and the device will read the chapter for you. I mean, read every chapter for you, and that's when I got on my phone. And my computer and all. You know. If I need to read a chapter from the Bible, that's what I want to do. And I'm just glad, you know. I'm just glad that I have my family. I'm glad that they're in good health. I mean, got to get Jessica to check out and everything and all. But, you know, but we good people, and I'm going to keep trying. Like I said, I'm going to push everything back to next year, see how things goes for the rest of this year. There's no more hiccups and nothing like that. Maybe my family will come back in the picture, and maybe we can restart this. And I know I got y'all love. And y'all prayers. I know I do. So I'm not worried. Because I know the devil is a liar. And God is good. And when God step in, everything comes good. Because he the greatest. He's good all the time. He's good all the time. Amen. Okay. Now, Star Trek. What is going on with Strange New Worlds? It's really good. This proves that these guys, these new writers, can do a standalone episode. Now, the question through my mind is, why didn't they do that with Discovery? Because maybe Discovery would have been had more better fans if they did standalone episodes. I mean, something went wrong during production of that show. I mean, maybe they wanted to try something new and it didn't work. And they already paid the money and they had to keep going. I mean, time they got to season 2, it would start going uphill. But season 1, it was still flat. But it was still good. Season 1 was still good. Season 2 was getting up there. Time they got to season 3, they went on to the number, what you call, and then season 3. So I say season 2 and then season 3 and 4. And I really think season 5 is going to be the really better season. Okay. We might see standalone episodes on Discovery too. Don't give it up now. If they going to get a season 5, 6, or 7, we got to see standalone episodes. Even though they 900 years in the future, we got to start seeing standalone episodes. And a lot of fans agreed that the stories is really good. But fans want standalone episodes. Y'all doing it on the Strange New Worlds. So do it on Discovery. Okay? Just do it. One episode be about this, then the next week episode be about something else. Just do it. Just write it in. Y'all doing it on Strange New Worlds. And it's really good. I said I wasn't going to watch it unless Discovery get a fifth season. And I'm watching it, like I promised, Viacom, CBS, Paramount. I'm watching it, and it's good. And I love Uhura. I like Captain Piper, too. Mr. Spot, he's cool. The doctor, he need to loosen up a little bit. The nurse, okay. But that one lady who's a security officer, she need to get her attitude together. You know, everybody was mad at Michael Burton when she had an attitude and all. What about this one who's a security chief? Why is she so mad at all the time? You know, lighten up. The past is the past. Put a smile on your face, woman. Oh, it's okay for the white girl, but when the black girl had the attitude and start the trouble, you know, every fine fans was just saying, was no, but the white girl, what? She got a bad attitude. She gonna get smart with you, her. No, in the second episode, I was cussing my ass off at that TV and her. You know? Come on. Come on, fans. Y'all know y'all see it. You know? You get mad at Captain Burton, get on her too. You know? I don't care if she's related to Kong. The hell, so what? I don't care. You want an Enterprise, woman? Stand up, proud, look good. We'll send you back 900 years where you'll be on Discovery. You know? But Discovery Crew didn't have that problem either. They were just the stuff that they went through, you know, and writers just wrote it in. I mean, I guess the cast was mad, the writers were mad, and they just to start writing stuff in on the first and second season. Just didn't really care, you know, well, because they thought they had it right, you know, you know, Who cares what the Klingons look like at the early part of Star Trek? I mean, they look like regular people in a regular episode. Then when we seen the movies, the regular movies, they look like they had big chocolate heads. Somebody milked it on their face. So they changed the Klingons in Star Trek The Motion Picture. That's when they changed the Klingons. But you're going to get mad because they changed the Klingons in Discovery. Don't make no sense. It don't. And where is the Klingons? Where is they in Strange New Worlds? Ha ha. We probably will see them. Ha ha. Who knows? The only one, 5th episode 5. But like I said, it's good. It's good. I don't really get it a 10, 5 star. I give it 5 star, but I'm not going to get it a 10. I'm going to get it 9, 99.8. Okay? But it's good because you her getting it the most. You know, I gave it because she got the most to give it that high. And 5.5 stars, okay? And that's maybe season 2 is season 3, you know, maybe it will get up there with Discovery and Deep Space Nine on my rated chart, okay? And make my top 10, okay? I ain't worried about no other fans' top 10. My top 10. Okay. So. Who knows. You know. I can't wait to see Picard next year either. Because we're going to see the next generation cast back together. And Picard. I think this is probably going to be the last episode. The final series of Picard. You know. It might be. You know. And I think Discovery going to go on to season 6. I don't think they're going to make it to season 7. We might get a season 6 of Discovery. Now, Strange New Worlds probably go all the way up until it's time for Picard, I mean, not Picard, Piper to have his accident. I'm hoping it would don't. You know, I really like Captain Christopher Piper. He's coming my 3rd favorite captain. Michael Brook, Michael Burton, Captain Sisko, and Pike is the 3rd captain. Then Arch, then Janeway, then Picard. Okay, and then Kirk. I forgot about him. But if any other captains, then they come after Kurt. I don't recognize any other captain. That stupid poster that I saw on Facebook had the captain of the Orbity. That's the name of the show, the Orbity. Orbit, the Orbity, whatever they're called. Had that white dude on a Star Trek poster. You know? How did the white dude from the Orbity, or that space show, the fake Star Trek face show, was on Facebook. That's why I call it a fake show, the counterfeit Star Trek, on Fox. How did that captain get on a Star Trek poster? Huh? How did that captain get on a Star Trek poster? You didn't even pick Captain Burton on there. You could have picked Captain Sulu instead of him. You know, I'm not knocking the show, but I would rather have the X-Files on it, on Star Trek poster, instead of him. Him and his fake Star Trek camel fit He should have sued his butt. Let me shut up. The show they were just mad because they did Discovery, and Discovery was really, really good, and they had a black woman running Discovery, so this guy left and did this stupid Orbity on Fox. I'm talking about, I do my own Star Trek. No, you ain't. Can't fit some of a gun. Guess what, people? Let's move on. Star Wars. Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's the 27th of May. That's right. It's the 27th of May. Oh my God. I gotta watch this. I can't believe it. It's ready the 27th. Boy, I think, oh my goodness, Star Wars fans, is y'all listening around the world and across the country? You got to tell me how this show is. I'm going to watch it after this. You know, I only got a couple more minutes to go. I'm going to watch it after this. I got like 6 minutes, everyone. And that's right, I'm going to leave you. I gotta watch this. It's on Disney. And I hope Disney pays for it. Because, you know, after I told you what happened with Michael and Jessica and all, I fell behind my rent. But I'm caught up now. I'm all caught up. Henry got me all caught up on my rent. All I have to do now is pay my gas, electric, and June the 9th check is mine. And I gotta tell you about my date. Is coming up. Oh, Jesus. She is hot. Oh, and she's a black woman. We got a date, and I'm going to the Marriott, downtown Marriott, Baltimore, and I can't tell you no more. That's all I'm going to tell you. Dinner, only for one night, like the song said. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to rub you the right way, like Johnny Gill said. I'm going to rub you the right way. I know I'm bad. And I'm so happy. I found her on Facebook dating, and she said yes. She said yes. She will meet me. We're going to dinner. We're going to talk. We're going to act crazy. We're going to stay the night at the Marriott. And that's all you get. Just hope that I got your blessings, that it go good. Okay, just pray that my date goes well. Alright, that's all I ask you. But she's beautiful. I'm going on with my life. I'm not looking back, and I'm not letting my kids bring me down either. I'm going to keep doing my show, keep doing my YouTube channel, and I'm going to keep loving my audience. Alright? And that's all I can bring you. And I guess see you next time on the Corey Whitlock podcast show. Go watch Star Trek Obi-Wan Kenobi. Everybody else who don't like Star Trek and Star Wars, Jesus first. Okay? Love your neighbors. Love your family. Call your kids and tell them you love them. No matter how bad they make you mad. Give them hugs and everything. Alright? From the east to the west, to the south, to the north, to the red states, to the blue states, to Russia, to Ukraine, to Syria, to North Korea, to China, to all above who don't like America, we love you. To all the people who love America and in our united love all over the world, who believe in my sister, who believe in love, who believe in helping people. Pray for those countries and pray for the other countries that one day this whole world will be reunited. From east to north, to south to west, all over the world, all over the country. And we love you. Good night.